Stuck Mike on the field at AirVenture 2016. We're in the studio this morning with the folks from Flight Test, Austin Fury and Josh Bixler.
It is a pleasure to be here, friend.
Now, this is your first year at AirVenture, but you're certainly not new to aviation. Talk about what it is that Flight Test does.
I think Flight Test changes a little bit every year, too.
Yeah, and also we've had a little bit of practice because we've been saying this pretty much over and over and over again for the past couple of days.
But, so you're doing a lot of educating about what your organization does.
Yeah, a lot of people that are familiar with what we do, and I would say a lot more that aren't. So that's a good thing.
What Flight Test is we started off as two web show episodes on YouTube a week, and we've been doing that for about 5 years. But since then, we built a great community of almost 500,000 subscribers, and that community has really guided us to where we've gone in the previous years. Our motto is entertain, educate, and elevate the world of flight, and that really is our passion. We really focus on every bit of content we do to make sure we put out family-friendly content that gives a little bit of education, a little inspiration around flight, and also makes you laugh. We don't necessarily avoid crashing, and we embrace it, and we make a memory out of it, and we learn from that too. So the community issues us challenges and gives us different ideas. We go out and execute those ideas for them, and then show it on air.
You know, we should also reiterate that we're talking model and RC.
Model aviation.
Yes, right. That's an important distinction.
Yes, and speaking of model aviation, we're not even talking about expensive model aviation. Our passion is to get people into the hobby and passionate about aviation economically. So what we do is we actually design planes and put out free plans, free build videos, in a way that can help people go to a dollar store, go to a craft store, and get everything they need minus the electronics to be able to build very economically.
So are you first and foremost a content producer or an RC model developer? And you're nodding. The answer must be yes. Okay.
We are a content producer. But the thing is, Flight Test is passionate about every aspect of flight, not just model aviation. We want people to fall in love with flight. The easiest way to do that is through free flight and model aviation. Mm-hmm. And our goal, and it seems very successful from the people we've talked to at this wonderful event, has been that they have gone well beyond that into full scale.
EAA has been kind enough to have us here at AirVenture, and actually we've been kind of joking that we're located in Aviation Gateway Park, and that's exactly what we consider ourselves. We consider ourselves a gateway to aviation for the younger generation. And so that's something that we're really passionate about. Because one thing that used to be a lot more difficult when thinking about radio control and model aircraft is you really had to know somebody in order to get into it and to really excel in it. You really had to have somebody that was with you doing it. And so we like to think of ourselves as that person you know that can help you through it. That's through the internet, that's through YouTube, et cetera.
So I'm sitting on the outside of model aviation and I'm looking in and I'm thinking, it's not that I would have to know somebody, it's that I would have to have a pile of cash
to be able
to get started. Now, that's because I don't know what happens the next step. And your implication is you might buy or build an aircraft, but then if you're the only one who's out there in the field making circles above your head, that might get old fast. There's a community aspect to it, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, we really focus on the airplanes are second, the people are first. We use the planes to build a relationship with the people. And to do that, you can't have something that's expensive or intimidating. We want people to have a quick success that's affordable and actually very fun. So we focus on foam board models. And when a young man, woman, or even an older gentleman or woman get into the hobby and they realize, wait a minute, I can take my bare hands and some hot glue and some foam, fold it together, and actually make this thing fly exceptionally well, suddenly the idea of a crash isn't intimidating for them. We actually have a really big plane on the back of our display called the Kraken, and that actually came about when we were challenged through a news crew who said, hey, see what you can do for $10. And we took $10 in materials and we built a 72-inch flying wing, and that flying wing can lift about 8 pounds, and it flies incredibly well and incredibly stable, and it's ugly and hard to kill. That's why they call it the Kraken, by the way.
I grew up in model aviation around the days of Balsa, where things were, you know, yes, it's a great and easy thing to work with, and you know, you can build, and it was great.
It's versatile.
Until the first time you flew it.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
And then there was usually not a second time, you know, and it got very discouraging very fast, you know, and I put model aviation away for the longest time until we get into this newer generation of more resilient things and cheap and fun stuff to fly.
Yes.
You know, that it doesn't necessarily have to look like that P-51 to have that experience of still, you know, flying the aircraft and being able to get back into that with low cost stuff is pretty impressive.
Well, My dad was really great. Matter of fact, I got to thank you guys. I had some of my most fondest memories at this event. My father was the president of the Taylor Craft Owners Club. His name was Bruce Bixler. And every year, up until I was about 13 or 14, we would come here and I would get to watch him talk and engage. And some of my fondest memories are here. But my dad also shaped my life in a powerful way where we did build those balsawood planes. But I did it in a vacuum where when I had that 15-second flight after 3 weeks of hard work and I blew it into 1,000 pieces, I looked back at him and he's like, well, let's do it again. And that was a really rare thing. And now with the rush of life and how busy people are, you don't have 3 weeks. You have 3 hours. So we really had a lot of limitations we had to address if we wanted people to be able to connect through this hobby. And the common DIY techniques that we teach gets people in the air. And you're talking about, you know, that's necessarily need to look like a Mustang. When it's 20 feet away from you and flying by you, it looks like a Mustang.
Yeah. I was actually mentioning to Mike over here that some of the stuff that, you know, the Raptor looks very much like a Raptor, and yeah, the Corsair. You take foam board and make a round aircraft. I thought that was pretty impressive.
Well, we work on every new model we design has usually one new technique, and mm-hmm, we've done about 42. But the idea is not to say, okay, here's this overwhelming amount of techniques you got to use to be able to make the foam behave. When you start off as a beginner, you build a beginner model. It usually has about 5 pieces, and it's all straight cuts. By the time you get up to the 40th model, you're doing curving, you're molding the foam, you're shrinking it, much like you do with metal. And it's really special. And our intention now, especially since we have a new formulated foam board that Adams Plastics has worked with us that's water resistant, mm-hmm, is to really take it to the next level where people can use these techniques to make something really extraordinary.
We're talking with Josh Bixler and Austin Fury with Flight Test, both a media company and
Yeah, we have a hard time describing ourselves.
Yeah, please do that.
Aircraft design company. Yeah, we like planes and we like people.
Yeah, so I'm kind of going down the checklist here, Jim. It's looking for organization, someone to kind of who's already there to kind of help me through. It's all about the people, common DIY techniques. Wouldn't it be nice if there were a massive organization whose principles are all about that with aviation at the full scale size? Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be awesome, wouldn't it? No, it and this is one of the reasons that I was really happy to find Flight Test on field here. I've been a fan. I've been watching the YouTube videos for a long time, and the line that I was able to draw between EAA, something that I've been a lifetime member of, and you know, on the GA scale, and draw that line to the RC world, you know, has been pretty impressive. It is a very, very close fit.
And in the 21st century, where it starts with content and it starts with connecting with people in ways that are interested in connecting with, that's all great news. Let's talk about materials. You talked about a foam core that was specially designed to be water resistant. Is everything that you do and sell and show on the series made out of foam core?
99.9% of it is. We actually do design multi-rotors too, and we also use common materials for that, where you can go out and you can simply buy some wood at the local hardware store and build something that flies exceptional. What we did is the early idea with designing is we didn't want to tell someone that was interested in the hobby, okay, first you got to go to the hobby shop, you got to buy this unique material, then go online and order this other unique material, wait 3 weeks and come back, and then we'll go ahead and do it. We wanted to make sure people wanted to get in the hobby and get started with aviation, that they had the means to do it right now. So every single thing that we design, we don't sell just kits. We actually give out free plans and free build videos, some words up of 2 hours long, that start you from raw materials all the way to the first Baden with electronics and everything. So the idea is to say, hey, go to your dollar store, go to your craft store, pick up some barbecue sticks, pick up some popsicle sticks, pick up some foam board, and let's start building and having fun. So recently, because the community was so great, these planes are getting bigger and bigger and more advanced, and you don't want to just have them destroyed with a little bit of water. So we went and worked directly with Adams Ready Board, and they actually developed a water-resistant form. And the community's been so powerful in ordering so much of this, it's going to probably be in Dollar Tree in about a month. Wow. So it's one of the examples of people that love aviation, love building and creating things, actually forcing the market to bend that way a little bit. And even Adams was amazed to say, I cannot believe we're actually making a product specifically for aircraft that's going into a dollar store just to feed that need. But when you figure over, what, half of our subscribers are in the U.S.?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And on average, we put out a model a month, and that's about 3 to 6 sheets. That's a lot of people rushing to a dollar and craft store suddenly wanting something. And even these major stores have actually recognized that rush, and that's a real blessing. That means a lot of people are going to be getting into aviation very soon. And hopefully, if they can realize that they can do something out of a simple material, they're going to look at those Pete and Pull plans or those Fly Baby plans, and they're going to say, you know what, I did this, I can do that. And that's really where my heart is.
Now, tell me where things are going. You guys are kind of in the forefront of innovating, of showing me 1,000 ways that it won't work, and then showing me the one that it will. What's next? Where are we headed here?
Oh, STSTEM. Do you want to talk a little about that?
Yeah, sure. One of the things that we're really really proud of that we're working on is a STEM program that's going to be going into schools. So it's kind of based around the engineering and design model, where we do start kids out just kind of learning to fly in a simulator, learning to build, and then learning to fly what they've built. But then it also, for all the age groups, K through 3, 4 through 6, middle school, and high school, they all get to the point where they eventually start designing their own airplanes and then building and flying their own airplanes. And so this is something we're really excited about. We have teachers all across the nation that are ready to start this curriculum here in the fall. And we're going to be doing kind of an additional launch here that's going to be starting in the first week of August that we're really excited about.
And I got to thank you guys, too. When we were at our booth, the amount of educators and people passionate about bringing this in the classroom, we have never seen such a great pool of people than at this event. It's truly been inspirational. We've been really excited getting to talk to them because that's really been the connecting point. You have people that want to connect people and use the tool of aviation as that. And bring it into the classroom. And we don't grade kids on how well they fly or how well they build, although we do teach them to build and fly very exceptionally well. And by the time they're in middle school and high school, they are accomplished pilots. We teach them how to use critical thinking, how to solve problems, and how to communicate how they solve those problems. And that's actually what they're graded on through something called a design brief. So as the kid solves a problem, mainly around the law of gravity, when they come from the research to the planning to the execution to the conclusion, that's what they're graded. And even a kindergartner can be taken through that critical thinking process. But by the time you go into high school, that critical thinking process is about 24 steps instead of 4. And they actually build an online portfolio that they can walk into colleges with, like Embry-Riddle and all these other great universities on display, and actually say, here's what I've done. Here's what I know.
That's exciting. Now, step us through how we can get to all these resources, the content, the educational resources, as well as your materials and kits.
Sure. The hub for everything is flighttest.com, and for the radio spelling, that's FLITETEST.com. And then if you're interested in just our STEM program that we're going to be launching, that's FTSTEM.com.
Wonderful. Thank you, Austin Fury and Josh Bixler.
Thank you.
With Flight Test on the field at AirVenture for their first time here. I bet there's a bunch more coming.
Oh, I hope
boy.
So.
I truly, with all my heart, want to do this every year. EAA and Flight Test really have a common heart and a common goal. I look forward to working close with them every year.
For EAA Radio with Just Jim, I'm Stuck Mike.